Hey, welcome in. I'm Mia.
And I'm Leo.
This is After Work Tea Talk, a tiny English listening podcast for people who have a job, a life, and absolutely no energy left for flashcards.
It's Friday, vocab review day. This week we talked about free time and the food we actually love. Let's take a casual look back.
Leo, be honest. Did you have a free moment this week? Like a real one? Nothing planned, nothing scheduled?
Actually, yes. Wednesday afternoon, my last meeting got canceled at 3 p.m. I looked at my calendar and there was this empty slot, completely white, and my first thought was not great. My first thought was, wait, did I forget something?
You checked your calendar again, didn't you?
Three times. I opened and closed it. I refreshed my email. Nothing. I had a free hour, and I didn't know what to do with it. I felt this small panic, like something was wrong.
That's exactly what we talked about on Monday. An empty day, or even an empty hour, feels like a system error. We're so used to having a full schedule that free time looks like a bug.
So what did you do with your free hour?
I tried to fill it. I opened my phone, scrolled through apps, opened my to-do list, looked for something, anything to do. But then I stopped. I put the phone down. I just sat there for 5 minutes, completely still.
Still? Like not moving?
Still. No phone, no music, no plan, just sitting on the couch. And you know what? It felt uncomfortable at first. But after a minute, it started to feel okay. I allowed myself to just be there. No guilt. No, I should be doing something. Just sitting.
That sounds hard. Sitting still is harder than running.
It is. But that's the practice. The more you do it, the less scary the empty feels. By the end of the 5 minutes, I actually felt peaceful. Not excited, not productive, just peaceful.
Peaceful. That's a good word. I don't feel peaceful very often.
Me neither. But I think that's the point. We don't need to fill every empty moment. We just need to allow ourselves to sit with it.
So the goal is not to get rid of the discomfort?
No, the goal is to notice it and stay anyway. That's the whole thing, and it gets easier.
Speaking of things that feel good, I had another moment this week. After that free hour on Wednesday, I was hungry. I went to the convenience store and I bought a hot dog.
A convenience store hot dog? The one that spins on the little machine all day?
Yes, the cheap kind. The one that's been rolling there since morning, and it was the most satisfying thing I ate all week.
I love that, because on Wednesday we talked about exactly this, how we judge our food choices too much. We think food has to be fancy to be worth eating, but sometimes the most convenient thing is exactly what we need.
Right. I didn't feel guilty about it. I just ate it, and it was good. No apology. No, I should have cooked something healthier. Just me, a hot dog, and a plastic chair outside the store.
Guilt-free, that's the word. Not guilty pleasure, just pleasure. A simple, warm, cheap pleasure.
Exactly. And it satisfied me more than the expensive dinner I had on Tuesday. Funny how that works.
It's not about the price. It's about whether the moment is right. A 3 yuan hot dog at the right moment is worth more than a 50 yuan meal when you're not in the mood.
Worth. That's a good way to put it. Worth is personal. No one else gets to decide what's worth it for you. That hot dog was worth every yuan because I was hungry, it was cold outside, and it was exactly what I wanted.
So this week we learned two things. One, an empty schedule is not a mistake. You can sit still and let it be. Two, a cheap snack is not a failure. You can enjoy it guilt-free.
Free time and cheap eats. The two best things in life.
And they're both free. Well, the hot dog costs 3 yuan, but you know what I mean.
I do, and honestly, that's a pretty good week. A free hour and a good hot dog. What more do you need?
All right, that's our show for today.
If you laughed, we did our job. If you felt seen, even better.
Thanks for making us part of your day. See you after work.